Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Honey, ooh. This is goss. Ooh, oh. The goss is all over the place. Ooh. I'm not quite sure what to do with it all.
What you gonna do with all that goss? This goss is hot. We're gonna get into some international pageant drama.
We're going to discuss the tragic death of Dante Wright and what it will take for this country to change with the police.
Yes. We'll be answering questions about press on nails. And of course, we'll be talking about Free Britney.
Uh-huh. We're going deep. Police, press-ons, and also podcasts. We want to welcome Shea Coulee to the family for officially joining Mom with her new podcast, Wanna Be On Top. Do you want to be on top?
Whatever you decide, just make sure you search for the show, Wanna Be On Top. Give it a listen and hit subscribe and give it a 5-star rating.
Yeah, it's really super good.
On with the show.
Forever Dog.
Ooh.
Honey,
you got hot goss.
Is your tongue blistered and scabbed over? Because this goss is scalding.
Hot goss.
The goss is hot. Welcome back for another steaming, scalding. Hot goss. Georgie, look at this hot goss. This is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives. Gossip and politics. And take a deep dive into the DMs. So let's get into some
Yeah, do the washing machine.
I'm a drag queen. I'm a drag queen, baby.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Spring life sprung. Is a celebration. It's spring.
Honey, it's sprung.
Spring
time
equinox.
Time is passing. I took a picture that I took last year in March yesterday, and I was like, okay, I'm older. Same lighting, same shirt, same everything. And I was
You've aged?
Oh, honey, I don't need to do the comparison. There's
new
lines.
The Botox wore off, that's all. Just get it re-upped.
I think I might need something stronger.
Fill her up.
Something that I might mix in a Home Depot bucket.
I want Jagger.
This past year, Miss Willem,
you had that procedure 2 weeks ago.
Oh, come on. Oh,
whatever.
Do you feel better than you did in March of last year when the quarantine started?
No.
You don't think your life is more fab, fit, or fun?
Actually, probably more fit because not touring, I'm home more often so that I actually have been on a more regular workout schedule this past year than I have, like, probably ever because I'm in my house.
Honestly, same.
From my house.
In my house. Hey, I have a question. Do you know what animal can jump higher than a house?
A kangaroo?
Girl, houses can't jump.
Oh. It's my house, and I can't leave here.
That's the quarantine song. That's the
quarantine parody.
Why didn't we think of that a year ago?
I know.
I feel the same way about, like, the whole, like, working out thing and being more regular, not touring. Like, this is the first time I've ever been in one spot for this long in a decade. And my body shows it, and my OnlyFans shows it.
We've seen. Uh-huh. I opened Instagram the other day, and I was like, ooh, look at this ass right out there in front. Oh, it's my sister. Okay.
Uh-huh. It actually wasn't ham. It was a smoked watermelon steak. Have you seen those? They have watermelons, and they trim off all the green, and then they treat them like they would a ham. They like smoke them and put liquid smoke, and then like bake them and braise them, and they look delicious. Like, I want to fuck one up for sure.
That it's like so you eat it and it kind of resembles like steak or like ham.
You eat it and it's like a ham, I guess. It's pink on the inside, that's for sure. But I mean, so am I, and I wouldn't put me in my mouth.
I hope this is a seedless watermelon.
If it's at my house, there's guaranteed to be seed somewhere. So maybe
whenever I see that,
bring your own utensils.
Whenever I see that store, I think it's in Australia in one of the airports, you get off and there's a store called Seed.
Oh, and yeah.
I always think of you every time.
I want to go there.
So the Oscars are this month.
Does anybody care? Like, because at this point, I've seen their nomination track, and it's clear that there's a bunch of old fuddy-duddies not changing with the times. I know they have more, like, they have more members of the Academy inducted last year that kind of make the demographics a little more equal, but they're still not equal at all because the majority of the film industry and the voting Academy has been mostly white men. Mm. So I just don't give a fuck as much.
Do you think it is pay to play? It says that on the outline. Is that real? I mean, is it? It's all politics, darling, and I'll tell you what, it's bad politics, darling. Look at her editing. Look at her cinematography. It's terrible.
I think you have to pay the money if you want to be a contender, for sure.
Right.
Like, most movies don't just come out of the blue and, oh, look, you should have an Oscar nomination. They need to be right. put in front of voters. You need to spend the money. You need to hire a publicist to get everything in order. I just don't see the need for a big awards show right now because the movies haven't come out. All the movie theaters are closing. The Arclight's closing.
That's so sad, dude. That was my fucking movie theater, dude.
Yeah, in Hollywood. I saw a fist fight break out when Dreamgirls premiered there in the Dome.
The gays.
It was wonderful. And it was happening during the first song, which was Move. And they were like literally moving everybody out. But like that Arclight Theater, I'm going to miss it. I suck dick there. Any place where
this is Beyonce's movie. No, this is Jennifer Hudson's movie.
It was a lit fight. There was one lady laying across four seats in the front. And they were not her seats, and they removed her. And these four fags were just standing there waiting. And I was like, you don't even want to do a step touch? You're blocking half the screen.
Move right out of my seat. Listen, I don't know. Maybe awards ceremonies could take a more philanthropic angle. I love the red carpet aspect. And you know what? Award shows are fun. I mean, we do the queerties. That's been fun to do when we won. But. You know what? I still wouldn't turn down winning an Oscar. It was so nice. I want the trophy.
Honey, I want my Emmy first before I care about an Oscar. But it's nice to be recognized for your work and your excellence in the field and everything. But like, I feel like four movies have come out this year. What are we really awarding? Are we just awarding the ones that were able to get out? Like, some of them weren't even good. Did you see Zack Snyder's Justice League? That was 4 hours of shit.
No, I didn't see it.
I'm still confused, honey. I'm more confused about Zack Snyder's Justice League than I am about All-Stars 3.
Well, here's something to not be confused about.
Kid Cudi's a rapper and entertainer, and he wore a dress on SNL in tribute to Kurt Cobain. It was an off-white gown. the label Off-White, the dress was also Off-White because it was floral print. And I like it. But then I went to Justin Tranter's Instagram and read that when Kid Cudi and Justin were touring, Justin was the front man for Semi Precious Weapons. Kid Cudi and his crew walked by Justin's dressing room and someone said faggot and they all laughed. So it's nice that, like, you know, his mood may be changing towards things that might be inclined as less than traditionally masculine, that he can just so blithely wear a dress and not, you know, have to deal with all the other things that come with it because he's famous and he's just doing it as a stunt.
Right.
Yeah. Well, so how wonderfully camp for him.
It is wonderfully camp. I mean, of course, I think that any step in the direction of a cis man and a straight identifying cis man wearing, you know, clothes that are deemed designated for, you know, women or feminine clothing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's in general a step in the right direction. That being said,
the dress was ugly. That being said, honey, I don't know what kind of I love Off-White stuff, but this dress, no, it looks like something that Maya Bialik would have worn on the third season of Blossom with a turtleneck under it.
Not the
and a
third
bucket hat.
Season.
It doesn't.
Okay,
it
yes,
doesn't.
Bucket hat.
It gives me no SNL performance vibes. And I get that you were trying to do a tribute to Kurt Cobain, but like you should have worn something closer to that, so it was immediately clear that you're not just wearing an ugly dress; you're wearing an ugly dress with a meaning.
And it's also, you know, it's a little like treacherous territory because it's like, you're being applauded for being, you know, an ally and being open-minded without having to like live and walk the walk of somebody who is like queer and all of the like bullshit that has gone with that throughout one's entire life. Especially if it's like you make a habit of calling people a faggot because we don't like that. So I don't know. But men in dresses, that's the future. And I hope to see more of it. I hope that this display
it was the past
opens
too.
The door.
We wore tunics for like how many years?
Right.
And then they started throwing a legging and that turned into pants. But like once a man feels the air on the back of his balls in a dress, like there's
no
going
back.
Yeah,
no,
it really
no,
is.
No, babe. No, babe. Well,
you know
I have a question for you.
Yes, pose it.
Wanna be on top?
Not usually. Unless I'm riding. Oh, you mean the hit podcast that debuted at number one, the top spot with Shea Coulee.
This is the official launch week of Shea Coulee's podcast. We hope you're all enjoying listening to it out there.
I loved it. Nicole Byer did a little tip spot.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Always excellent. Bringing the fun tea.
Resplendent guests on guests. And we did a little skit we made with Shay, and it's available now to watch on Paper Magazine with an article about her podcast launch. Plus, you can watch it on the Forever Doug YouTube channel or on Shay's Instagram. Okay.
How delightful.
Yes. It's a good pod. I can't. Big things coming from this pod. Can't wait to keep listening.
Huge.
And make sure you subscribe.
Please. I'd also love if everybody would put some ears to our Rainbow Spotlight of the Week. It's called NPP, and it's featuring Jess Barago, and it's by Equal Rights for Robots.
Work. Let's give it a listen. NPP. Your pussy is a revolution.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite. And you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take downtime and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Special alert! Special alert! Ooh, do you like to laugh? Well, you'll love what the Race Chaser girls have in store for you. Alaska Thunderfucks Comedy Super Duper Special Comedy Hour.
That's right.
A little song, a little dance, a little seltzer in your pants. We have a comedy special.
We do. Yes. I'm very pleased and proud to announce the Alaska Thunderfucks Extra Special Comedy Special, which we shot in 2019, and it's finally unleashed as of yesterday. And it's on Out TV. It's in a different region on a different app in every region. So Fruit, FROOT, that's in the UK. Out TV Canada is where you can find it in Canada.
.ca probably.
And other places. And on like the Out TV Apple TV Out TV channel on Apple TV is where it's very easy to find. There's a link in my bio. Just go to the link in my bio on Instagram. But it's really funny. There's like singing, dancing jokes.
I want to go see it. I might have seen it. Have I? Never.
I don't think you were in town.
This is all unreleased material, right?
I mean, yeah, we've been, you know, sitting on it for 2 years.
It's been cooking in the vault.
Cooking. But check it out. We love it very much. I'm really excited about it.
For some chuckles, some jokes.
Yes.
Aww, hello.
She told little jokes here and there. She did. Bitty bitty. Wait, we're back. Tell me about The Gay Bachelor. I know this guy? I know him.
He was on The Bachelor, and his thing was that he was the Virgin Bachelor because of his religion and all that. But it turns out he's a little bit of a psycho. He put a tracking device on the girl's car that won the show, that was his fiance or whatever. And then he realized he was a virgin because he was fighting off the homosexuality that was boiling and bubbling. Yeah, he put a tracking device on this girl's car and he wasn't even fucking her. Who does that? Like, come on. And now he's gay. But honey, I don't want to fuck him. If he's a virgin, there's a learning curve with me. You can't just step right up to this plate. No. No way, Jose, or whatever his name is. His name's Colton.
I think it's brave that he came out. I mean,
yeah, it's wonderful. Everybody on their own timetable and stuff. But like, I love that we had it feels like we had somebody inside making a mockery of the biggest dating franchise on earth. We're just going to put a gay guy in. He said he was a virgin. We won't check his cookies on his computer. Like, all so those girls went through, honey, the cookies, the cookies.
Come and
the
check these cookies.
The cookies cast a story.
Casting, casting mm-hmm. illusions and casting steely, icy glances. So wait, was he the guy that all the girls were trying to marry, or was he one uh-huh. of the guys trying to marry the girl?
No, he was the guy that all the girls were trying to marry, and he was a homosexual.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
I'm waiting for, like, in a couple weeks for someone to drop, like, yeah, I was fucking him. That's why he came out, because I was trying to blackmail him or something. Because that's the kind of coming out story that I really like. Because then there's pictures, usually. But, you know, to each their own. Everyone's on their own journey.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, I want to talk about this pageant. What's going on here? No, I know nothing about this.
Getting a little dose of Pagepod, huh?
I know nothing about this. So, this is from IndiaTVNews.com. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll read it. Okay. Last week, a Sri Lankan beauty pageant made it to the headlines after high-voltage drama was witnessed on the stage when reigning Mrs. World and 2019 Mrs. Sri Lanka, Caroline Jury, snatched the crown from this year's winner, Pushpika De Silva. Oh my God, really?
It was a viral video. I saw it. And like, she didn't snatch it. She took the bobby pins out, but like, it was not gentle. The viral video, it's on the internet, and we'll put it up on our Race Chaser pod. But this Caroline Jury girl, she pulled that crown and tangled up in Pushpika De Silva's hair and placed it on the head of that runner-up, prompting De Silva to leave the stage. And Ms. Jury justified that action because she said that Mrs. De Silva does not qualify as the winner of the Mrs. Sri Lanka pageant, as she is a divorcee. And in a video uploaded by the Colombo Gazette, Miss Jury says there is a rule that you have to be married and not divorced. So I'm taking the first step in saying that the crown goes to the first runner-up. The entire incident was telecast on television. Steve Harvey was not there. However, the pageant organizers have apologized to Mrs. De Silva, who says she is separated but not divorced.
And she gets the crown back.
Oh, fuck. Wait, and Mrs. De Silva faced a head injury during the brawl. On Monday, she took to her Facebook and posted that she had sustained injuries to her skull from the incident. Oh. She says, as I write this, I responsibly say that I am not a divorced woman. If I am divorced, I challenge them to submit my divorce paper, she wrote in a statement translated from Sinhala. So even though that symbolic crown has been snatched from my head, I would like to inform you that I've already taken the necessary legal action to correct the injustice and insult, she added. Work.
We love pageant drama. Can you play the video, Dip?
Yeah, absolutely. Hold on.
I haven't seen this.
Okay, so here's the moment.
This is Sri Lanka World 2020.
Yes, okay. Fierce Drag Jewels, work.
Small request. As for the Mrs. World.
A small request.
There's a rule that you all have to be married.
Who gave her
and
a mic?
Not divorced. So I'm taking my first step, saying that the crown
they turn
goes
the music
to
up on her.
The first runner-up.
So come here, bitch. Give me that hardware back. The camera doesn't even know what to do.
What do you see happening?
I see a skull injury occurring. It's definitely pinned in there, and she's trying to get her hair undone. And then, oh, she's got an accomplice, this other girl. She's like, I'll help. I'll get it from the back.
No, she's saying you need to keep it on her. Oh, my God.
No, she's not. Uh-uh. She was like, uh-uh. See, that bitch from the back was not in on it.
She put it on the runner-up, and the runner-up is happy. So wait, but
look at the third alternate just wondering over, can I be in the shot too?
Wait,
good for her, that girl.
She and her husband had a fight recently. Should I just take it? Or I think they're on the rocks. So
take those rocks off your head.
But it astonishes me that the woman who won initially was just kind of standing there and like allowing the crown to be taken. It was like there was no protestation. There was no like, what the fuck are you doing? Or maybe she was trying to like keep it together. She was like, what the fuck are you doing, bitch?
Honey, I would have run and said, bitch, you put this on my head. This is mine now.
That is very dramatic.
I've won something and then had it ripped away from me before. You know.
Are you talking about the queerties again?
No. I'm over those. I'm talking about winning on season 4 and then they're like, you can go home.
Oh, RuPaul ran up and said,
yeah,
give me back that crown. I am taking the pins. Give me that prize bag.
No versatile corset fashions. I just feel like going from that high of winning to that low, you're kind of in a confused state where you're like, okay, so I understand Mrs. De Silva hitting it and heading back to Crafty and filling up her bag before she could leave. I'm not mad.
It's very dramatic, and often drama is spotlight for the organization. So we're talking about them and, you know, but that's exciting.
Yeah. In other political news, well, this is a story that has a lot of the same details as a story that happened last year, and it's super unfortunate that the country hasn't used its time to quarantine to come out a better country on the end and less policed country, because on Sunday, another black man named Dante Wright, he was 20 years old, a young father, he was killed by police following a traffic stop in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, which is 10 miles away from where George Floyd was murdered by a Minneapolis police officer named Derek Chauvin, who's currently on trial. Dante's family said he was a devoted father to his 2-year-old son and was always given to laughter. And he was in the car with his girlfriend, and he was pulled over for driving with an expired license plate and hanging an air freshener in his rearview mirror, which is illegal in Minnesota. And further complicating it, he had a warrant out for his arrest because he had missed a payment that they had set him up for a payment plan, because he got arrested or ticketed for smoking a joint when he was 17. And then during the pandemic, he fell behind on the payment plan. So they issued a bench warrant. So all of this over weed, which has since been decriminalized there. So this man is dead. And
at 20 years old, and he has a child.
Do you want to hear something worse?
This is over a... for someone to, and it's like, it doesn't matter if there's a warrant or whatever. There is no reason during a fucking traffic stop that a person is murdered. And yeah, this is why people say, oh, I don't know about defund the police. I don't know. That's too radical. It's like, this is the same place. This is the same place where George Floyd was murdered. So like, reforms isn't working. It isn't
not
doing the
all.
Job. It needs to be radically shifted. We need to fucking abolish the police. Fuck defunding. We need to fucking abolish the police and figure out something else, because this does not work.
Tear it up like newspaper, because it wasn't built right nohow. It wasn't. It was established by a racist organization, a racist government. The people in that town, like, if you look back, it was founded by KKK people. The police union people were KKK people. It was all KKK. And the person that shot Mr. Wright was, A, training someone else at the time, a former police union president with 26 years of experience. And she said taser, but pulled a gun. The taser is on a different side of the holster, and it's yellow and bulky. And it doesn't feel like a gun, yet she shot him. And then seeing the videos of like I think he was an army lieutenant in Texas or something, pulled over, and this grandstanding, bloated ass white man who looks like he couldn't pass a physical to be a cop, pepper sprays this man who was calm. I don't understand. I really don't understand why people can be calm, yet these officers continue to yell and scream and say stuff like, put your hands up and exit the vehicle. How do you keep your hands up if you're trying to unlock a door? You can't. So if he did try to unlock the door, he might have been shot. And then they would have said, oh, well, we said put your hands up.
Like, and he also said, I'm afraid to get out of the car right now. And the officer said, you should be.
And I'm glad he was recording, too. Like, you have to take it upon yourself to protect yourself at this point. It's a sad, sad state that this country's in.
It's really... So, let's give the listeners some action steps that can be taken. We have a verified GoFundMe for the family of Dante Wright. I donated to it today. We encourage you to do so as well.
Same.
We are going to put the link in the episode description. And what's this other one, Willem?
It's follow the work of Black Visions as they reimagine safety in Minnesota. They're a group that's trying to make it safe for people to be Black. Crazy that we would have to have a group that has to make that a realization for our country. But like, it obviously is not working. All the shit that we did, all the shit that everybody did to try to make it better, they're still killing people in the same neighborhood. These cops, I just don't get it. And I know there's good cops out there, but there's also a lot of fucking people that don't deserve to be cops, that are cops, that have some sort of power trip based on the way that they're recorded in these videos saying, well, you have to understand, we're out here afraid for our lives, just like the BLM people. When that cop that pepper sprayed that army lieutenant said that, it was like, are you crazy? You have guns and Kevlar and you're afraid right now? You're afraid stopping someone at a gas station when you have a gang of people with you? I mean, they might be other officers, but technically they're a gang. Y'all got guns and you're roaming the street unpoliced. That's a gang. The police are officially a gang.
Yeah.
And thank God this podcast has a tip spot, which will bring happier times when we're back from this break.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Because we do love a tip spot.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh my goodness, you know, every now and then we do enjoy having a tip spot here at the Hot Goss Lounge. Now, this is an unpaid performance, but you're being paid an exposure. Ladies, you are, but please turn in all your tips. They will be going to the showgirls at the end.
We will not be accepting Britney mixes today. We have a Britney girl.
Have a Britney girl.
No, and you can't and don't do S&M with Rihanna either. We know that you turn in the Britney one. Don't do it. Don't try it. I'll put you on ballads on Tuesdays if you try that again, Mary.
I would Ladies go to a show called Ballads on Tuesdays. By the way,
it would be a 4-hour show.
Ballads drag show. Okay, that's a show for another day.
Ballads and gowns, the girls in Crocs. No feet showing.
We want to talk about the ever expanding and ever evolving Free Britney movement. And to do so, we have a very special and very knowledgeable guest, the one and only Kevin Wu is here.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. I mean, you guys are doing exactly what we want, you know, everyone to be doing, spreading the message of the Free Britney movement.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about your involvement with the movement.
Sure. So I've been a Britney fan my entire life or since the beginning of her career. And so I found out about the Free Britney movement when it blew up after the voicemail dropped, that the Britney's Gram podcast released about 2 years ago. And, you know, that really kind of detailed the restrictions that Britney Spears was under, you know, because of her conservatorship. Mm-hmm. And it really energized a lot of fans to get together and use our voices to make change, expect positive change for her. And I didn't know anyone else. I just, there was a rally being played outside the courthouse, and I just, you know, made a sign and went down there, met everyone else.
So wait, was that you in the documentary, the New York Times documentary on Hulu?
That's right. I am in Framing Britney Spears for a little bit.
Yeah. Work, Papa.
I loved that documentary.
Oh yeah, it's amazing. And we're so grateful to the New York Times and Samantha Stark for reframing the Britney Spears story for the general public, because it's just really tragic how everyone, you know, thought Britney was crazy for so many years and accepted this conservatorship and didn't really question it. And there's a lot to unpack there. You know, I think the general public were really quick to accept that, you know, a team of men should be controlling this, you know, amazing pop star, this amazing woman's life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think that she's sending messages through her Instagram photos? Because I've been following Billy B because he's a friend of mine, and he used to do her makeup, and Fee, her old assistant and handler, I think her name's Felicia. Felicia's been commenting on all of Billy's stuff and thanking him for what he's doing and bringing attention to it. It feels like Britney's so close to getting out of this, and like with all of the powers of the gays and all her fans combined, I feel like it'll happen, because like this just feels unconstitutional that she could make all of this money and be responsible for so many people's livelihoods, yet she can't even choose to drive to Jack in the Box if she wanted to. Like, mm-hmm. she got put on suspension or grounded because she went to lunch with her boyfriend, who's like an approved person by the camp. Like, I don't understand how she's still under lock and key if she's not a danger to herself or others.
Exactly.
She's obviously not a danger to others unless they want to have a good time, because how many shows did she perform in Vegas under the conservatorship?
Hundreds. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And she's paying $10,000 a week for this lawyer that comes out of her budge. I just don't understand how this is still legal. Can you tell us a little bit about the Instagram and what you think is going on there?
Sure. So Britney's Instagram is a very controversial issue within the movement and within the stand-up. So, you know, there are people who believe that she is sending coded messages. And then there are people who believe it's her team controlling her Instagram, and they're deliberately crafting a narrative that Britney is unstable and therefore needs conservatorship. So I personally, we don't know, but I fall somewhere in the middle. I think because of the conservatorship and because her dad has so much control over her life, we know that the Instagram, they hired a social media team that, you know, Britney didn't get to choose. And so I think she does have input into what gets posted. So she is providing content for them, but ultimately it's someone who has, you know, the passwords and is posting them. So the reality is we don't know. I personally think, you know, it's somewhere in the middle. I also think that it should have no bearing on whether or not this conservatorship should end, because someone's Instagram activity should not affect their civil rights.
Agreed. What's your favorite Britney song?
So it's a basic answer. I love Toxic and I'm a Slave for You.
Very good ones.
Mine's Oops.
Oops is good. I love Oops. I performed Oops in front of my high school.
And how did it go? Did you play
drag?
So
Leather pants?
It was like it was like half drag. I was not allowed to wear a bra.
None of the like queens do. Yeah. None of the queens do anymore. So it's perfect.
Damn.
So wait, did you do the red cat suit?
I did not do the cat suit, no. Okay. But I had a wig and I think I was in a tank top and it went over really well. Britney was very popular at the time, so it was, you know, I was not out, so it was very like...
Oh, you were after that, honey.
I love
you and Colton from The Bachelor.
Oh my God.
I love a good high school drag performance because in your mind, you are Britney's. It doesn't matter that, like you are the video, Gorge, in your mind. You're hitting every step. The hair is blowing. Like, in your mind, that's what it literally is.
Joseph Kahn is there yelling at you. Like, honestly, all the moments were there.
Is there something hopeful that you can tell us about the Free Britney movement? Because we do want to see this woman who has done so much for the world and who's worked so hard. We want to see her be free and be in charge of her own fucking money that she's making and in charge of her life. So is there anything hopeful that you can offer us about the Free Britney movement?
Totally. The Free Britney movement has made so much progress over the past 2 years just by staying consistent and staying on message and trying everything to spread the message. Like you said at the beginning, it's ever expanding. And so that is how we're going to free Britney, is we're just going to stay on this path and continue on and trust that the reason this started was because we realized nothing's going to change without public outrage. And therefore that's why we need to keep the pressure on. And eventually, you know, we don't know when or how, but the pressure will be so great that there will be no other option but to end this conservatorship.
Right. I just want her sons to reach 18 or one of them and to like swoop on in and save her and be like, she's my mom. She's competent. Leave her the fuck alone. Like,
right.
Because no one's going to like, what is her father going to fight his grandson? I feel like.
Yeah, I think that could happen. But I would hate for Britney to have to wait that long also.
Isn't one of them like 17?
No, they're. I'm testing my Britney trivia now. 15. So,
Okay. Very chaotic times.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Alaska's doing a new show, and hopefully that will make more people aware of the Free Britney movement, because I'm sure there will be a little Easter egg in there. It's happening May 23rd and May 22nd with Divatronic. Is that a $3 bill, too?
It's going to be at $3 bill. Word. It's happening, yes, May 22nd and 23rd, and we're doing Blackout. So it is, there's going to definitely be some Free Britney stuff in the show, because that was sort of the moment that it was like the turn when the conservatorship sort of started to happen and take hold. It's going to be a great show, socially distanced, limited capacity, and you can get links to that on my Instagram.
Amazing. We'll make sure a bunch of Free Britney advocates are there.
Hallelujah. Are you in New York? Where are you?
No, I'm in LA, but okay. we have lots of advocates all over the world. So many in New York as well.
Talk to the branch office in Brooklyn.
Exactly.
And Kevin, what's the best place to follow along for Free Britney updates?
Social media. So my account is Free Britney LA. So we have a team in LA manages Free Britney LA on Twitter and Instagram. You can check our website at freebritney.army. So we'll have all the updates on there. And our next rally is going to be during Britney's next conservatorship hearing in downtown LA on April 27th.
All right.
Ooh, maybe I'll do a little pop-up
gig.
That's coming up soon.
We would love that. Please, please, yes, come.
Well, thank God, Nee, that somebody's fighting the fight for Britney. Thank you so much, Kevin, for being a part of it and for trying to let our songbird free.
Thank you. Thank you all so much. You're
thank
amazing.
Thank you so much for joining us, Kevin. Free Britney!
Free Britney.
Eye of the Tiger and Champion is a great RuPaul remix. Have you heard that one?
Oh, no, but I would live.
It's wonderful. You know what else is wonderful? This fucking cave that we're about to explore. It's deep and dark.
Hello, hello, hello. Rip,
Keisha.
This is the moment where we go. This is the moment where we go spelunking, unking, deep inside the DMs.
This first message comes from Ashley. She says, "Hi, y'all. Longtime listener. Love the pod. Thanks for blessing our ears twice a week throughout this quarantine. Blah, blah, blah. I've recently gotten into using press-on nails. Neither my wallet nor indecisiveness can commit to acrylics or gels. I'm sure many of the sets y'all use are custom or expensive, and feel free to recommend some so I could follow them on socials. But do you have any recommendations for cheap mid-range brands or sellers for everyday wear? Tragically, I don't have a dick, so I can't send a pic. Thank you kindly, Ashley." If you're in the UK, you're in luck, because Primark has great $1 and $2 nails. I think that those are wonderful. My favorite nail brands, though, there's a woman out of Australia named Trey Chic, and I can put up the links for those. They're great. They're big enough for my thumbs. They fit everything. There's Pinkies in Toronto. They make great nails.
Very good.
Do you have any recommendations?
I mean, if you want to talk about just like everyday wear, I mean, really, like Walgreens and CVS, you can get really good shit. And I was on a shoot recently, and we used the adhesive tabs that come with them.
Oh,
and
yeah, they're great.
Like, I was like, these are gonna stay for the photo, but that's it. But like, they stayed really well. If you clean your nails off with alcohol really well beforehand, like they'll adhere very well. So like, there's some really good stuff you can just buy at the store. But if you want some crazy, crazy wacko nails, then definitely go to like some of the designers that Willem mentioned.
There's another great one, and I'm looking literally in my Instagram right now because she just sent me some and they're amazing and I don't know it. But we'll link them on Race Chaser Pod so y'all can get some claw power, honey.
The claws, darling. Now, this next message comes from Andy. "Hi, Wilhelmina Weathers, Alexia Thundershower, Dippery Doodah, and our illustrious Tip Spot guest. I know you didn't ask, but the anniversary of Willem's Me W Me show I saw in New York City is coming up. It was in 2015, and me and my best friend went to see it and had a resplendent time. I couldn't help but remember the selfie we took together. I always tell the story of you looking at the tattoo of my grandmother and asking if it was Anne Frank. I will never forget this moment. Also, you spanked my ass on the way out, which, thank you. Attached are our photos together and a picture of my tattoo for reference. Love you, dolls, and thank you for making the past year entertaining for at least 2 hours a week. Best, Andy." Oh, do you remember this moment?
I do. And I wasn't being flippant. It did look like Anne.
She does look like Anne.
Yeah. I'm not mad at my old makeup. I can't see my beard, but this is definitely like 2015 Willem. This is the meet and greet look, the pre-show. She was in a Courtney. It's a Courtney, and it might be Trixie Mattel blonde.
Oh, in Mattel blonde.
Very rare for me not to be in a root, but this is not a rooted wig.
No, it's not a rooting wig either.
No.
So that's a sweet moment, and the tattoo work is beautiful.
Yeah, very gorgeous nice line work.
Yeah,
was there a question in there?
I just included it because I was curious about
my beauty.
Your beauty and the Me W Me show.
The beauty.
The Me W Me show was in response to DWV not having any shows. So I was making it all about me. And I've tried to do that less nowadays, but it was a fun little show where I just sang songs.
We were singing the hits. It was all glamour and glitz.
I was 5 and he was 6. Sang our hits.
With Sonny gone, who is left to believe in me?
Stephanie J. Block.
What's next? Disco lady, dance all night and burn the candle at both ends. Dun, 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 dun. Do it again.
The musical?
You share the unauthorized musical from Dragon. Oh. I literally listen to it all the time. It's really good.
I have definitely been listening to Lucky a lot.
Oh my God. Lucky, why is RuPaul apologize, because you have stuck this song in my head ever since I watched the episode, and it just gets in there. It's like a jingle for like, it's like 888-5800-EMPIRE. Like, it's that catchy.
It really is.
Today. Do you want to read our next massage?
Yeah, definitely. Hello. Willem, Alaska, and Dipper. This is from Todd. First and foremost, I am a vet. I'm at the vet waiting to be seen, and therefore I'm not able to provide a dick picture, but I'll send one as a gratuity later.
Thanks.
That's weird that a vet is his primary care guy. My husband and I have been together for 8 years and married for 2. He has a beautiful uncut cock that I'm obsessed with. He, as a Latino man, often feels looked over and insecure about his uncut sausage, and told me the other day he wants to get circumcised and look into penis enlargement surgery. Panuma, I guess that's called. He feels whenever we invite others into our bed, they prefer my dick over his. I would be down to be completely monogamous if other men are triggering this insecurity, but he enjoys our occasional threesomes. It makes me a little sad because I love his cock just the way it is. It's a great 6.5-incher with a beautifully sculpted girth and foreskin that gets me hard at just the thought. But it's obviously a source of insecurity for him, and I wish I could help him love his body and tool more. Not sure what to do, but I really don't want him
Hi
to
there.
Do
Welcome
this.
Forward.
And
forward, come on in.
Sorry, I was looking up Panuma and an ad played. I'm sorry.
Was it on your list of favorites, or did you have to Google? He says, not sure what to do, but I really don't want him to have to do this, and I also feel like it's a huge waste of money. What advice do y'all have? Thanks for being a sounding board, Todd. Well, A, don't try sounding at all. You don't need to. It hurts. And don't do it on a board.
Ding, dang, dong.
Dong.
Well, Todd, I mean, I think you can tell him
that his
uncut cock is beautiful. I think, and it sounds like you are doing that, but maybe just, you know, like extra tell him all of this. I mean, but also tell him that you think his dick is beautiful. Because from what I've heard about late in life circumcision, it's gruesome, horrible, awful, like painful, a long time of healing. Also, penis enlargement surgery, I don't even know what is like they, what advancements are even made in that.
They cut the tendon at the base of your dick, so like it can get longer, but it may not stand up as your erection did before that in the same way.
Just was Googling, they put a pump in there too, so you
yeah, you can do that too. I just think that you should write him a love letter. How do I love your foreskin? Let me count the ways. And just like list 9 things that you like to do with it. And then maybe make the 10th one, you know, just a link to BetterHelp. Because like he needs to learn to love himself. And I feel like societal pressure is makes some people not love their bodies because of, you know,
right.
The Kardashians photoshopping everything, or the fact that somehow white people have normalized cutting off parts of their body in this like age for some reason. I don't know what you can do here other than suck it a lot and just show him that you like it. But maybe people just like you more than they like him in bed. So it may not be the dick too. So don't ascribe all of his insecurities to someone not sucking him in bed when you got a third wheel.
Find a third wheel that likes him more than you.
Right. Yeah.
You know what? Find a fourth wheel, too. So if the third one doesn't like it, the fourth one will.
The whole car can drive that way.
And put one on the stick shift, too. Get 5. It'll be a pool.
We want to thank you so very much for listening to Hot Goss.
And thank you so much, Kevin Wu, for joining us for our tip spot to talk about Free Britney.
You can send us your questions via email to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
And we have a reminder alert. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Upcoming live stream on Monday, April 19th. Get your tickets now. Are you smarter than a Rue Girl and a meatball? It's Monday, April 19th at 6 p.m. PST, 9 p.m. EST. It's $10 and it's going to support our favorite bar in LA, Precinct. And we have very many entertain choices available for your entertain churing. Will you tell us about the dolls?
Tell us what guests we will have playing in the trivia game with us over on this live stream. Katya Zamolachikova, Mayhem Miller, Meatball, and Bob the Drag Queen. So again, go to racechasertickets.com and get your tickets. We've already sold a whole bunch of them, but join in on the fun. This is going to be a great one.
There's still some end seats and middles left.
Rush tickets.
As always, we have a bonus video content available on Patreon at patreon.com/Willem. And you can search for that using the hashtag racechaser and watch the videos a la carte.
Yep. And we'll continue to release some of our Patreon content from 2019 for free now on YouTube. So make sure you are subscribed to both Willem and Alaska on YouTube and hit the bell icon so you can get notifications.
There's a bell icon? I love that.
There is, yeah.
You can follow us on Instagram at Willem, at The Only Alaska 5000, at Race Chaser Pod, and at Mom Podcast.
And that link on Instagram at Race Chaser Pod also has lots of resources, places to donate money in support of the Black Lives Matter movement, and a link to AAPIP.org and their resource directory to help combat increased anti-Asian violence.
Please wear a mask, wash your hands, and stay safe and healthy.
We'll be back next week with more piping, steaming, squalling, boiling, hot. Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.